It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A comprehensive study analyzing how America's lands, water, and wildlife are doing has been pulled by the Trump administration.
Well over 100 scientists and other experts nationwide have been working on the first ever National Nature Assessment, which looks at the state of America's natural resources now and how we expect them to change into the future.
The due date for the first draft was set for 1 week ago, but late last month, contributors on the assessment received notice that President Trump had discontinued the project through an executive order.
Now they're trying to figure out how to release the report and its information anyway.
A contributor from UW-Madison joins us now to talk about the first-of-its-kind report and his chapter on inland water and climate change.
Steve Carpenter is an emeritus professor at the Center for Limnology at UW-Madison, specializing in inland waters, and he's one of the scientists who contributed to that National Nature Assessment. Steve, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Thank you for having me on the show.
Before we get into your part of this research, big picture, what was the mission of this project?
The goal of the NNA was to summarize the status, the trends, and the future projections of America's lands, waters, plants and animals, and the integrated ecosystem processes, and especially the benefits that they provide to people.
What's the significance of the project? What was the intended use of it?
Well, the goal was to provide a knowledge assessment that connects the dots between nature and people and is framed in such a way that it could be used by local governments, everything from mayors to county executives to state personnel, and also by larger scale organizations like the federal government to make science-based decisions about the natural resources.
And if I understand correctly, Steve, the goal was not to come out and say, here are our recommendations on how to deal with all these issues, right? This was a snapshot of data that decision makers could use. Do I have that right?
That is correct. It was the intention was to write an assessment of the state of knowledge in a way that could be used by decision makers. The phrase that's used in the science community is policy relevant, but not policy prescriptive. So we are not prescribing policy. We're not saying you should do this or you should do that. We're writing sentences like, well, we could do this or we could do that, and here are the logical consequences from each action, and the decision maker takes it from there.
Let's dig into your contribution, Steve, to the project. Inland waters, an important issue in your career and to us here in Wisconsin. What kind of things were you looking at?
Well, we're looking at what it takes to have drinkable, fishable, swimmable water for our inland waters, rivers, streams, lakes, ponds, and so on. And the phrase drinkable, fishable, swimmable occurs in the Bipartisan Clean Water Act that was signed by President Nixon in 1972 and is still important to Americans. Here in Wisconsin, of course, all the listeners know that our state is famous for its 15,000 inland lakes, hundreds of miles of trout streams. We have shoreline on two Great Lakes and the Mississippi River and the Wisconsin River going right through the center of the state. And clean water is important to people in Wisconsin as well. So we were focused on what can be done to provide clean water in the future. One topic we considered was how can inland waters contribute to mitigation of climate change. Already our natural vegetation on the shoreline is very important for flood control. But as an additional benefit, we were looking at the possibility of decreasing release of powerful greenhouse gases like methane and nitrous oxide from inland waters.
Talking to Steve Carpenter, Emeritus Professor at UW-Madison Center for Limnology. One of the scientists who contributed to the National Nature Assessment, it was an ongoing program, canceled in the early days of the Trump administration. And Steve, you'd been working on this. First draft deadline was coming up just a little earlier this month. What was communication like? How did you find out that this project you and colleagues had been working on was done?
I just got an email that said that we don't need the project anymore. I'm a volunteer, so I can't be fired. The federal employees were told to stand down, meaning they were told to do something else. And when the news went out, just one morning, the website was closed, and there was an outpouring of support after the closure of the National Nature Assessment, because thousands of people around the country, local decision makers and practitioners, were looking forward to having the results to use them. And we've heard from publishers who want to publish the book. Since it's almost done, we could produce it within a reasonably short amount of time, and people think they can make money by selling it. We've also heard from private funders who want to fund it themselves and make it available at low cost to local decision makers. We've also heard from more scientists who are interested in contributing, although I think we have an adequate science staff of volunteers. So we're now pivoting from the National Nature Assessment as a federal project to the National Nature Assessment as a non-governmental report funded from private sources and made available as an advisory document. And it will have a new name, and we don't know what the new name is going to be yet. We're in very early in the planning process, and this will take some time, and the plans will be publicized on a new website when we have a clear plan laid out. The first draft is in pretty good shape because it was due February 11th, and all the volunteers had done their work. So we had a pretty decent draft. We have a decent draft already. And so we've got a strong foundation to build on. And it's just a matter of essentially reorganizing our administrative support through private organizations, and then putting the scientists back to work.
I just clicked through to the link to what was going to be the federal landing page for this. I'm looking at page not found. Is there something lost if this report isn't under the auspices of the federal government?
Well, that's a really interesting question, and there's been quite a bit of discussion of that. Of course, an official federal report out of the U.S. We were part of the U.S. Climate Change Global Change Research Program, U.S. GCRP, which is an internationally recognized source of information on global change. So we do lose that sort of authoritative stamp of approval. But on the other hand, this is a blue ribbon group of scientists. A number of the leaders are members of the National Academy of Sciences, which is the highest honor that a scientist in the United States can receive. We have several former presidents of the Ecological Society of America involved. And it's just a top-notch group. And I think we will be respected for our own reputations. One thing that is already coming up is that we can be nimble, flexible, and possibly more impactful on our own without since we will not have to go through some cumbersome internal review processes. So I'm not sure that the impact will be reduced. But obviously the cancellation has slowed us down. It's, you know, we've been working to reorganize ourselves for several weeks now.
And Steve, in just our last minute, obviously a lot up in the air with how this is going to be published and what form. Do you have a hope for when this information will go out to the public, at least a dream timeline in your mind?
Honestly, I don't want to speculate on that. But I would say, you know, something that's got a decent draft now could be produced maybe within a year. But that's pure speculation. And there are 125 different volunteers working on this, and I bet you would get 125 different opinions if you interviewed all of them.
Steve, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. I really appreciate being on the show.
That's Steve Carpenter, Emeritus Professor at the Center for Limnology at UW-Madison. Steve specializes in inland waters. He is one of, as you just heard, over 100 contributors to a study called the National Nature Assessment. It was a federal government effort that the Trump administration halted work on. But as we just heard, stay tuned. It may come out before too long in a different format.